Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen. Grace and peace in Jesus, everyone. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. We want to say welcome, everyone, to the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And those of us that are in the Sabbath, we would like to say happy Sabbath to you. Those of us that are going into the Sabbath, we are saying happy Sabbath to you. And those of us that's waiting on the Sabbath, we like to say happy Sabbath to you as well. Last week, I switched things up because last week we dealt with the Melchizedek priesthood. I'm switching that up till tomorrow morning. I really want to do that tomorrow morning. But tonight, I want to deal with the sacrifices that he actually replaced. Okay? And the reason why, because, you know, when we talk about the sacrifice and things like that, we actually read it with this saying, like, you know, those of us that believe in Christ, right, and those of us that believe in the New Testament, look at the sacrifices as though they were just there and now they are done with and that's the end of their story. No. Sacrifices was way more than that, and they were to be looked at a lot more different, you know, than what we thought. You see, so we got to look at what, you know, sacrifices are. Now, we're just going to touch on some things. We're not going to go all the way in. We're just going to touch on some things, man, to show you that the sacrifices always pointed to a salvation. It always pointed to a righteousness, and it gave us a gauge and a reason for pause, because we ain't got none to sacrifice. Guess who's next? Yeah. So we have to be really conscious about the sacrifices. They were serious. They still in effect. People think the sacrifices were done away with. No, they're still in effect. No, you're not sacrificing bulls and the goats, but you are still in the sacrifice business. Amen. So let's get into this. Let's start this off with a scripture and a prayer, and I want to say Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom, Sister Mary. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Line is open. Grace and peace.
Shalom, Sister Raya.
Shalom, Sister Mary. Love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Shalom, okay. Sister Raya.
Shalom, King Grace. How are you this evening? It's been a long week.
Yeah.
It's been a long week. Thank you, Jesus, for the Sabbath.
I guess we could say that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father's merciful, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, he
okay.
is.
Well, let's get into this. You got a scripture that we can get started with?
Yep, that's what I'm going to.
Okay.
We're going to ask everyone, you know, my sisters, to cover their heads and the brothers mm-hmm. to uncover their head. If possible, we can stand face to face together as we approach the Father.
Amen. Amen. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like little lambs. Tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of water. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We have read Psalms 114, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with us of knowledge and understanding, and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
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 Yeah, please. Well, I just want to say welcome again to another episode of The Sounds of Living Water. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, here with my beautiful real bread, Serene Israel. Also of the Commonwealth of Israel, and we are right now dealing with sacrifices, the sacrifices that the Lord actually replaced. What did he replace? Well, he replaced the blood of bulls and of goats, but he did not replace the sacrifices. Joe, what you talking about? No. No. He did not replace the sacrifices. But he did replace the sacrifices. So let's get into this, all right? Let's start this. And first, let's go into Hebrews chapter 10. Pick it up in verse 1.
Hebrews 10 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1 reads, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin.
But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Stop. That's the only thing that Christ replaced was the sacrifices of bulls and of goats. But the sacrifice of righteousness still stands. And that's what the sacrifice is pointed to. So this is those things we need to really look at. So let's look at that. Let's go into Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 1.
Amen.
Let's go to Leviticus 1 and 1. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, and the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish.
See, that's what Christ replaced. The actual physical sacrifice, but he did not replace the spiritual sacrifice.
Mm.
The spiritual sacrifice of burnt offerings now is the denying of sin. Burnt offerings is the denying of sin. That is to say, to willfully sin against God. Or that is to say that we would sin against God. So you actually are denying your flesh, and that's burnt offering. So when you overcome the test and you overcome the fire, you overcome all of those things, you just offer a sweet savior unto God.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about. That's what the burnt offerings are. And the male without blemish, of course, represent Christ. That's why he said, a body hast thou prepared me. This are those things. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord.
See, this is something that, you know, you ain't doing this because the law said it. You're doing this because the Lord, you love the Lord.
Amen.
He said of your own voluntary will.
Of your own voluntary will.
And then that'll reach up to the what? Door of heaven?
The door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord.
That's in heaven.
Amen.
So you mean to tell me something like that to reach all the way up there? The Lord will see and hear that. Read on.
Verse 4. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priest Aaron's son shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire upon the altar.
You know what? People don't realize that Abraham did this first.
Hmm. Amen.
Abraham did the exact same thing. He cut the first sacrifice Abraham made, he did this.
Amen.
And then the fire ran through his offering. It was a little bitty fire. It just ran through it and examined all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a calf. It was 3 years old. He had a turtle dove. he had a ram, and it went through all of it. And then it burnt it all up. Read on.
Amen. Leviticus 1 and 7. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priest, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head, and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
Stop. So when you use a burnt offering, you've got to do what? What's taking place? You washing the what? The inwards. Whenever you bring forth an offering, you washing what? The inward man.
Amen.
That's what you're doing. You're cleaning up the inward man. You are performing those things that pertains to the inner spirit.
Amen.
You see? That'll give you a good conscience toward God.
Right. Amen.
You see? Let's go right into Leviticus chapter 2 and verse 11.
Amen. Leviticus 2 and 11.
Yeah.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Leviticus chapter 2 and verse... I was wondering what happened to my thing. Leviticus chapter 2 and verse 11. No meat offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven. For ye shall burn no leaven, nor any honey in any offering of the Lord made by fire.
No sin involved.
No,
you see that? Leaven represent. Hold that thought. Go right into 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We're coming right back here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And let's find out why he said he didn't want nothing to do with leavening when it comes to these sacrifices. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and let's pick it up at verse 6.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6 reads, your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven.
You see that? Don't offer these sacrifices with what?
Leavening.
Read on.
Purge out.
Because if it's sin, it's sin. Amen. That's all to it. Read on.
Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
See that? So we got to be unleavened like Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But we know we're not offering sacrifices now, so what is he talking about? What is he talking about? He's talking about the spiritual sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 8, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice.
See, don't you offer a burnt offering with wickedness, hatred. What else?
The leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Okay, so you see here that this is what the Lord was talking about. Don't you offer the burnt offering with leavening, because that's wickedness.
Amen.
Burnt offering represent righteousness. Let's go back to that Leviticus. Chapter 2. And I think we left off at verse 12.
Yeah. I can read Leviticus 2 and 11 again.
Yeah.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 2 and verse 11. No meat offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven. For ye shall burn no leaven, nor any honey, in any offering of the Lord made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruit, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor.
See, this is the first fruits represent those that come up in the first resurrection.
He shall not be burnt.
And they will not see the fire. See that?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, he's the first fruit. Mm-hmm. Then after him, they that are Christ are the first fruit. They'll never see the fire.
Amen.
Then he said this. He said, "You, if As for the oblation of the first fruit, you shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savor. Why? Because the lake of fire is a sin offering to the Father.
Amen.
A lot of us don't look at it like that, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sin offering. Read on.
Verse 13, and every oblation of thy meat offering shall thou season with salt. Neither shall thou suffer the salt of the covenant of the God to be lacking, of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer...
Wait. But what did he tell us to what? Go to Matthew chapter 5.
He said, what did he tell us to what?
What did he tell us about salt? Matthew chapter 5.
Amen. Okay. Matthew 5.
And verse 13.
Matthew 5 and 13 reads, ye are the salt of the earth.
See that? That's what he's talking about. He's talking about righteousness. It's always been about righteousness. It's never been about anything else. It's always been about righteousness. Doing what's right first before you do what your flesh tells you to do. That includes your mouth. That includes your obedience. And that includes sinning against God. All of those things are considered first fruits and things that burns within us. Our mouth want to get us in trouble. Our actions want to get us in trouble. And they can. If we're not offering the first and the best. If we're not offering the first fruits of obedience, you're not offering nothing. You're offering the repentance of sin. Why? He said, don't lay again the repentance of sins of dead works. Why are you repenting over something you already done? Don't do that no more.
Amen.
Just don't do it anymore. Just stop.
Amen.
Stop running your mouth. Stop running out and doing all kind of things in this world like God ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
And stop acting like you ain't a part of God. Because once we put the blood on, we became very much a part of him. That is to say, those of us that actually went into the water. Read on.
Amen. Matthew 5 and 13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men.
There it is. So, if the salt lost its favor, what is it going to be good for? Nothing. All they're going to do is cast it out on the ground and turn it into dirt. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Leviticus. Chapter 2, and I think we left off at what, 13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we see now the sacrifices are paying a bigger part than what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been spiritual because the Spirit is the one that gave it to us.
Amen.
We've been looking at it as physical because, of course, we got eyes of flesh. 13.
Amen. Leviticus 2 and verse 13 reads, and every oblation of thy meat offering shall thou season with salt, neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord,
Thou shalt offer for the meat offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn, dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears.
I don't understand. I'm not a farmer. I don't know what that is. I don't know how. What are you going to do? You're going to put it over something and let it dry out? You know, what are you doing? You're making kernels? I don't get it. What is this? Well, obviously, this is something that the Lord required. So what is it? It's not on the fire. It's just heated up. Read on.
Amen. Verse 15. And thou shalt put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a meat offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, and with all the frankincense thereof, it is an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Amen. Let's go into Leviticus chapter 3 and 1.
Leviticus 3 and 1?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Leviticus chapter 3 and verse 1. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord.
Look, a peace offering is, you know, just being one with God. A peace offering is the desiring of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because that's the only way you can receive the Holy Ghost, and that's through a peace-filled temple.
That's the only way you can receive the Holy Ghost.
That you are in a peace, that you're in a peaceful state of mind. You know, it's more the serenity than a name. It's really a spirit. It's a spirit. So this is the spirit that you want to demonstrate and usher in that which is good, which is the Holy Ghost. That's the door to the Holy Spirit. Peace.
Amen.
Want to look that up?
What would you like for me to look up?
Serenity.
Serenity?
Yeah.
Or serene. Serenity.
No, serenity.
Serenity. Definition. Serenity. The state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled.
Now, when the enemy don't want you to receive anything from God, mm-hmm. he's going to make sure that you're going to be surrounded with hell mm-hmm. and nonsense. That's what it is. And he's going to make sure that you are troubled, mm-hmm. especially when he know the Lord is dealing with you. So he's going to make sure that your life is a habit. So that you can't become that full potential of God. That's why you can actually see John living in a cave. Mm. That's why you see Paul talking about, nah, I'd rather stay single.
Mm. Amen.
It's a lie. Read on.
Amen. verse 2, Leviticus 3 and 2. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's son, the priest, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards and all the fat that is upon the inwards. And the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flank, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
So peace offerings come with prayer. Mm. This is prayer and fasting.
Amen.
So this is that thing. You're actually seeking the peace of God. You know, when you're in a fast, you know, technically you probably really don't want to be in the world.
No.
Because the world is going to try you.
Yes, yes.
So you want to be somewhere that you're not nowhere around anybody. You know, in fact, you don't even want to be around anybody that anybody. I don't care. Man, woman, child.
Amen.
You don't want to be around nobody. You actually just want to be in that spirit. Because you're looking for something. You're looking for something from God that the only way it can be manifested is best through peace.
Amen.
So this is a peace offering.
Amen.
So now we see that the things that belong to God, this is exactly what we're getting at. Go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews 7 and 2?
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews. Forgive me. Chapter 7 and verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
There it is. So who are you offering a peace offering to? Who's going to receive it at your hand? The king of peace.
Which is?
Melchizedek.
Amen.
See, this is the priesthood we're up under now. This is the administration of the spirit we're up under now. You know, I changed it from the Melchizedek priesthood to the sacrifice because the sacrifices that we're offering now is up under the Melchizedek priesthood and not the Levitical priesthood. We act like we did away with the Levitical priesthood and just threw all of it out, and that's not true. What we did was just threw away the physical. But the peace and the burnt and the free will has always been there. Even the sin offering is still there.
Amen.
Let's go into Genesis chapter 3 and 21.
Genesis 3 and 21?
Yep. I don't want to do that yet. Not yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to that Hebrews chapter 7. Let's pick it up to verse 1 because I need to draw a picture here really, you know, if I can. If I could draw this picture so we can know who this is in Genesis chapter 3 and 21. Okay, Genesis 3 and 20, Hebrews chapter 7 and 1.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews 7 and 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God.
So that's the priest that we're offering to right now, Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're offering to the Melchizedek priesthood, not the Levitical priesthood. That's the one he took away, the priesthood of the flesh. Now we're in the priesthood of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now the only way you can approach him is through what? The spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Amen. I'm going to do it again. Hebrews 7 and 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that, also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually.
So if you don't have a mother or father, where did you come from?
Hmm.
Exactly. If you have no beginning and end, who are you?
Hmm.
You're a Melchizedek. You're not an angel. An angel is what he is. He's an angel, or if you want to call him what he is, a seraphim or cherubim or whatever, but the Lord identified their species as angels,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then our species would be man. But this species is the Kezidiks.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as anybody named Kezidik in this planet. You might got somebody that Hebrew named himself, yeah, I'm Melchizedek, without a clue of who this is.
Mm.
He don't have a lineage in this world. That's why you don't hear nothing about Kezidik until Abraham. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, and to whom even the patriarch, Abraham, gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham.
Wait a minute. So they took both physical and spiritual gifts of the people. And what do you mean? They took the physical gifts, that is to say the blood of bulls and of goats,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And they also took those things that were, he said, turn it into money. Well, we're not under the administration of the Levitical priesthood, so just turn it into money. That's all to it. You're not sacrificing bulls and goats, but you still got a tenth you got to give up. People want to get away from that. Oh, man, you know, ain't no church, ain't no this, ain't no that, da 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 da. I want to make all these elaborate excuses and find out that it wasn't no temple or no church here when Abraham gave those things to the Most High God. My thing is to make sure your water hole is still there. Right.
And then
that's what I'm getting at. You know, you really don't miss your well until your water runs dry. That's a real saying in this world.
Amen.
You know, I mean, these little 2 or few days, man, we was having trouble with the internet, and we were trying to get these scripts in and lessons in or whatever. And it was difficult. And you miss that. You really miss it. That's that. You see? So, I just want to just say, you know, this is what we do, right? Amen. Continue.
Amen. But whose descent is not counted from, from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promise. Forgive me, everyone. I'm going to start again. I had the grandbaby. She's distracting me. Hold on. Forgive me. Hebrews 7 and 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better.
Stop. The less is blessed of the better. The less is blessed. The latter is the greater. The latter is. What? Oh my God! What am I having a problem with my tongue? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. The latter is the blessed.
Amen.
Okay? That's that thing. So, it wasn't, while we looking for a place, truth be told, it's really in you to do it. That's the bigger work, that it's supposed to be in you to do it in spite of yourself.
Amen.
Let's continue. Let's go back into Genesis and let's look at that. Okay, so now we got this Melchizedek accepting offerings from Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Genesis chapter 3 and 21.
Who is this person?
Okay, Genesis.
3:21. When you receive the reading.
Genesis 3 and verse 21 reads, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them.
There go Melchizedek. There go Melchizedek right there.
And to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them.
Where do you get the skins from?
Amen.
Sacrifice. That's your first sacrifice right there. Adam and Eve, he taught Adam and Eve, guess what?
What?
You are no longer under the administration of the Melchizedek priesthood. You are now under the administration of bulls and of goats. Adam and Eve didn't eat flesh before now.
Right.
Now, after this, they had to eat flesh. You know, they probably like it was tasty, but it was odd to the stomach.
Yeah.
Somebody had to eat it. You got a lamb here. He got, where you get this from? Let's look at that. Let's look at this quickly. Go to Revelation 13. I want to say verse 8, but I'm not going to say verse 8. Let's just go to Revelation 13. And I'll tell you the verse in a second. Oh, wow, I was right. Revelation 13 and 8. Okay. Revelation 13 and 8 and read.
Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8 reads.
I should trust the Spirit sometimes.
Yeah, like you tell me to trust you. Exactly. So, exactly. So you should trust the Lord. Exactly. Like I'm supposed to trust you to trust the Father. All right. How long are you going to keep doing that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Never mind.
Anyway, go ahead.
Revelation 13 and 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. Oh. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written.
So you got people right now that's around you. Stop. You got people right now around you that's, whose name is not written in the book of life.
Ooh-wee.
They are thorns to you.
Ooh-wee.
They are thorns. They are the ones. They're the reason why you sin. Or cause you to sin.
Mm-hmm.
They will make you sin against God. They will choke the life out of you. That's what thorns and weeds do to the grass and the plants. They choke the life out of them. That which is good. And then it take over and it just be a weed thing. You know, the garden just turn into weeds. That's what happened. That's what they are. And the Lord said, I'm going to get rid of all of that. Read on.
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that...
Stop. I just wanted you to read right here. He said, from the Lamb what?
Slain from the foundation of the world.
That's where you got the skins from. A lamb. And this blood of the lamb that covered Adam and Eve covered everyone that was preordained.
Amen.
To be in the book of life.
Amen.
You see how far this went?
Mm-hmm.
You see how far offerings go?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's go back to that Genesis, and let's pick it up at 4. Let's pick it up at 4.
And then Genesis chapter 3 and 4?
Yes, ma'am. No, 4 and 1.
Okay. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jennifer. She must be talking about me. Genesis 4 and 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she bare again And she, again, bare his brother, Abel.
They were alone a long time before they had sex.
Who was alone a long time?
Adam and Eve.
What? How do you know that?
Because he said he knew his wife, and she...
And Adam knew Eve, his wife.
You don't hear that he knew her any time before that? So they was...
Indeed.
I mean, but then it wasn't no hurry or no rush, because ain't no clock.
Right.
But when it became a clock, then they said, well, we better get it done. We start, better stop making children because we may not be around tomorrow. You know, it started mm-hmm. becoming that. Mm-hmm. See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they wasn't in no hurry. That's why you should never be in a hurry to get into a relationship.
Amen.
But it's just the nature of the beast. Mm-hmm. This is 24/7 Western world relationships made on a McDonald's grill. Ready to throw away like a McDonald's Happy Meal when it's done with. And in the end, it probably tastes like it.
Mm.
Yeah. But that's it. Think about that. People think Adam and Eve were knocking boots. They was not. It was no reason. It was no hurry. It was no press. But when the enemy came in, all of a sudden, he showed them things that got them sorry.
Mm.
He told them that you can reproduce yourself.
Amen.
You can create yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are God. And he was right. But he was wrong. We don't.
Amen. Verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Now, up until then, now, you see Adam and Eve, they've been kind of busy now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
But we just read that in Leviticus. You bring the first fruit to the Lord to be offered. And if it be green here, you roast it. You don't burn it, you roast it. You're supposed to bring the first of the earth to God.
Amen.
Cain didn't do that. Cain did not bring the first of the earth, was supposed to represent Jesus. And he was trying to get him right, but he didn't. And he had a problem with those that is trying to do it right. And he had a problem when he tried to kill them. And that's what they do. They try to kill you because you're trying to really be about this thing.
Mm.
And they want to make sure that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
At least in their eyes, anyway. We do.
Verse 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
Now, see that? Now, Abel offered, not only did he have to deny the same flesh that Cain did of keeping the first and the best, but he offered a peace offering and a burnt offering of the first and the best. Therefore, his blessing was manifold.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So the sacrifice and the offerings never were about just doing. It was never about something you just had to do. Well, you got to sacrifice this because you did this and you did that. You know, we act like every offering was for sin, and it wasn't. That was the last one. That was the last one, because technically, there's no offering for sin. Technically, there isn't no offering for willful sin.
Mm.
Technically. But then again, Peter said this, who then can be saved? Right?
Amen.
And then Jesus said what? all things is possible with God. But technically, there isn't a sin, there isn't an offering for sin, technically. And we teach that it is. Well, see, if you sin, you have to offer 4,500 goats and bulls and all. No. No. Lord, he you ain't even got to bring nothing. He said, if you sin presumptuously, you're going to die. If you sin willfully, you're going to pay. I don't want that. I want you. So technically, there isn't an offering for sin unless the Lord see fit. Where are we?
Verse 5.
Continue.
Genesis 4 and 5. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door.
What lieth at the door?
Sin.
Sin is what?
Transgression of the law.
Where's Moses at?
Mm.
See that? So where was the law at? Remember, we just got through reading that their names were not written in a book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. What book of life? What book of life? What book is going to give us life? Go to Romans 7 and 1. Not go to Romans 7. Let's go to Romans 7.
No. Mm-mm. Is this true? Well, how much? Romans 7 and 1?
7.
Amen.
May we receive it, read.
Romans 7 and 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law.
I said 7 and 7.
I thought
what?
You said 7 and
no,
1.
You said 7 and 1.
Okay, baby. 7 and 7. Rolling on down. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I have not known sin but by the law.
Now, that's what Cain knew. Cain knew the what?
The law.
Because he told Cain then what? Sin lieth at the door. Cain knew the law. Adam knew the law. Eve knew the law.
Amen.
Abel knew the law, or else he wouldn't have just offered the first and the best. He wouldn't have known to offer the first and the best, just like you wouldn't know the Sabbath day if he didn't tell you.
Amen.
Read on.
I had not known sin but by the law.
So what was there? What book was there? The book of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
For I had not known lust, except the law has said, thou shalt not covet.
Uh-huh.
But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life.
Stop! There it is. See that? The book of life. You see that?
Ooh, yeah.
Read it again.
verse 10. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
See, that's what sin brings, death. Mm-hmm. Now, he said this, from the lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and their names were not in the what? Book of life. What book of life? The law that we so trying to get away from. Mm-hmm. See that?
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Genesis chapter 8 and 20.
Amen.
Genesis 8 and 20.
Genesis 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Because now we're up under the administration of the blood and the bulls and of goats, and so this Melchizedek had to take this away. But he didn't take away the whole thing. He just took away the blood and the flesh. Because that's what he came to do, to take away the blood and the flesh. What do you mean? Abraham, I want you to circumcise everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, you're going to have a child without blood. You're going to have a child without the issue of blood, without a ministry. Did I say minister or minister?
Yeah, you said minister.
What is it?
Minstrel.
I was right, minstrel.
Okay, baby. Okay. Okay.
You know, you really kind of might not need to do that. I'm going to find you one of those. But anyway, check this out. Okay, so. We are dealing with this thing that he took away was the flesh and blood. Sarah had a child without the administration of the blood, and mm-hmm. Abraham did away with the flesh. They both was elects, as our brother constantly reminds us. Abraham and Sarah was elect, and their walk was prophetic.
Amen.
And that's an elect walk, prophetic. Not pathetic, prophetic.
Pathetic.
Read on.
You said Genesis 8.
Genesis 8 and 20.
Amen.
Okay, you receive the read.
Genesis 8 and 20. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
What? Oh, that's law. All that, you just read the whole law of the book right there, right? You just found out what God called a year, winter and summer,
mm-hmm.
six months, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to sit up here, we were living off a Western world, well, you know, it's fall, and then we're going into winter, and you just all caught up in the world, getting ready for their festivals. No, man, the winter feast is after the solstice, Jack. Or what we call is the equinox, that perfect
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
That's what it is. And the summer is after the spring, what we call the equinox, mm-hmm. the spring equinox. But it's actually the beginning of summer. It's usually either after the new moon, 2 or 3 days, or before the new moon. Period. But if it's after the new moon, it's usually within a week. So you there. That's the season. It's within a week. Then he said this. He said, and he smelled a sweet savor. And what did Noah offer? What? What did he offer? Rhea?
A sweet smelling savior.
What? No, what did he offer? Read it again. Just read 20 again.
Oh, you're talking about the burnt offering?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and he took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offering.
There it is. Where you get a burnt offering? Where is that? I thought that came with the Levitical priesthood. You know what this tell me?
What?
Adam was a priest.
Interesting. Amen.
Abel was a priest.
Amen.
Methuselah, Enoch were priests.
Amen.
And so on. Seth. And ultimately, Noah was a priest. In the New Testament, he's called the righteous preacher. We're going to call him a priest of the Most High God because only priests offer the sacrifices.
Amen.
So we're going to roll with that, that he said that he was a preacher. Of course he was a preacher, but he was a priest. And what did he offer? Everything that's clean according to what? The book of the law.
Amen.
Or life.
Amen.
The book of the law or life. Why? Because the book of the law is what? The word of God. And man said what?
Live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
That's life.
Amen.
You feel me?
Amen.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's put these little basic little innuendos and little bitty things and just make something really good out of it. Because we use a lot of cliches in this, you did? And we need to stop. We need to really start getting into this book.
Amen.
And understanding for what it's saying. All right. Let's go to Genesis 15 and 7. Right? 15 and 7. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 15 and verse 7 reads, and he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees.
Wait a minute, you thought he was going to say, I'm the Lord that God that brought you out of what?
The land of Egypt.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
But then he going to tell us, I'm the Lord that God that brought you out of Babylon. I'm the Lord that God that brought you from the ends of the world.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old.
Stop! Abraham is a what? There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody else offer those things, they'd be in trouble. So no wonder Abraham had to perform the priesthood because he gave birth to the priesthood. You feel me?
Amen.
Read on.
And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon.
3 years old. No, I didn't say that, did it? Okay. But he said, look at this. Take me a heifer 3 years old, a goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old. And what is that?
Nine.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
He made an offering for who? The very elect.
Nine.
There it is. He made an offering for him and everyone that would come through him that mm-hmm. would be elected.
Amen.
You see it?
Amen.
So, yeah, that book, that Bible code that our brother Nakomi been dropping is jumping all over the place.
Amen.
Read on.
Oh, amen. Verse 10. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down, the carcasses,
Abram drove them away.
Man, that would have to be some work, you know, driving them away because, you know, because they was coming down, you know, and there's a lot of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead.
Verse 12, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him.
So wait a minute, who visited him?
Spirit.
He fell in a trance,
mm-hmm.
or he fell asleep.
Deep sleep.
But the spirit covered him. And it started talking to him through the darkness, because that's what God said. I dwell where?
In darkness.
In thick.
Oh, thick darkness.
Thick.
Thick.
Thick. Thick.
Thick darkness.
Thick darkness.
Thick darkness.
Yeah, like you.
Amen. Thick darkness. Okay.
Read on.
And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs.
Okay, now he's prophesying and he's teaching him. And now Abraham is going to teach his children that this is going to take place. And then Abraham is going to be prophesying and he's going to become a what?
Priest.
A prophet.
Prophecy. Prophet.
Because he's going to rehearse this. He's going to tell his children.
And they're going to tell their children.
And all of them will become.
All the way down.
And they will become what? Prophets.
Okay.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
See the spirit?
Yes, sir.
It just got born right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. And it started through what? Sacrifices. What? Burnt offerings. The burnt offering. Where the burnt offering come from? Moses? Where Moses at?
Right.
Where is he? We just got to read that. Where's Moses, man?
Amen.
I'm waiting on Moses to jump in his Genesis something. He can't jump anywhere unless he jump out of, he can't do nothing. He ain't even in the picture.
Not yet.
He's like 1,000 years away.
Amen.
He's so far down the food chain right about now.
Amen.
Well, not exactly 1,000 years. Because, let me see, because Abraham had Isaac, but, yeah, Isaac, he's 100 sons. So we're looking at Moses maybe being about maybe 400 years down the road. Because we're dealing with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the 12, which is Levi, and Levi gave birth to Moses. Well, it wasn't an actual Levi, but it was his son that gave birth to Moses. So we're looking at about a good 400 years later.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now Moses reading his story. Ain't that something?
Mm-mm-mm.
Now Moses realized that he an elect. Moses realized that he been called.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Keep reading.
I want
to show you something here. Read on.
Okay. I'm going to read Genesis 15 and 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age.
See,
wow.
You're going to go to your father in what? In peace. You're going to be all stressed out and worn down and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what he was born to become or born to be put up on. And he's not a beast of nobody's burden, you know, to be any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can only read one part of Abraham's life that he actually had a issue. And he fixed that real quick.
Fixed what then?
He had a problem in the earlier part of his life. And that was with Sarai Hagar. He's like, what are you talking to me for? She your maid. Take care of that. And Sarah went and put the foo-fops on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gave her both guns. And she ran away. And then the spirit said, go back to there, go back home. You was out of order. Check that nonsense and get back to what, get in your lane.
Amen.
She was pregnant too. And Sarah still put it down on you. See that?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's look at this. I want you to read this next thing. Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, go read
16:17.
Okay. 16. Oops. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And the same day the Lord...
See that?
It came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark...
What lamp? What lamp? What lamp went through this? What lamp? The Holy Ghost. The fire God, which search every man, which light every man. That's why he said you wash the inward parts with burnt offerings and with free will offering. And then the Holy Spirit will come in and search you out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what David said, search me, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us got so many skeletons in our closet, the last thing he wants, Lord, yeah. You don't want to say that. It was a run when I was in high school, man. This was something that was going. I haven't heard it happen in a long time. But it was a run. You know, maybe it was something that was going on. I think they was doing something. But people was bursting into flames. Combustion. It was just bursting into flames.
What are you talking about?
People. It was a lady on an L train just bursting into flames out of nowhere.
What?
It was like, yeah, in Chicago. It happened a couple of two times, and then it happened somewhere else in the world. People was just bursting into flames.
Wait, you're telling me that they just blew up?
They literally human torched. Burnt up from the inside out. And the moral of the story is, if the Lord is checking you, he will burn you from inside out. You don't want that.
Amen.
You don't want that. Search me, Lord, and then he looks at you, poof.
Amen.
But yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God searching all the... Remember, now he didn't divide the birds, but he divided everything else. And that's what he said the priest did. The priest divided them up, cut them up into pieces, and then he washed the inward parts, and he cut the fat off of the inward parts and burnt that. We are not supposed to eat the fat. That's why black folks got this high blood pressure, because pig ain't nothing but fat. We are not supposed to eat that. Fat. The fat that's on a pig is the reason why we run slow.
Amen.
If we never ate a pig from day one, we would have jets on our feet. We were not built for that. But we eat that nonsense. I don't know where we was, but that place, that area was stinking the other night. Oh my God! It was like they must have been cooking a whole. Oh, we was over at that off of Maryland over there by the Cubs, and there's some over there. I don't know what they cooking over there.
Yeah,
they cooking
was
a whole.
Horrible.
It was like they was cooking bacon and everything.
The whole rooter to the tooter of the pig.
Yeah, it's like they had them on a slow roast.
Yeah, that was a foul smell. Babe, I forgot about that smell now. My senses, okay. Ugh, gross. Ugh!
No, come here.
What?
Smell that?
Yeah, I smell that.
All right, now. Try it again. Yeah. Yeah. Took that right out your head, just like that. That's power. Now, let's look at this a little further. Let's go on. Let's go to Genesis 21 and 26.
Genesis
21 and 26. When you receive it, read. What time is it? Okay, we're going to get ready to wrap this up. Genesis 21 and 26.
The children are being good. And
oh, yeah.
Quiet. All right. Genesis 21, you said in 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 21 and 26. And Abimelech said, I wot not who have done this thing, neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set seven ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these seven ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these seven ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines.
Now,
Philistines.
Why would Abraham even have any idea about that? Why seven women? Right? Seven girls, right? We could say females, right? And guess who we meet by the water? Rebecca and Rachel and Leah. And what's Moses' wife name? The first one. Okay. Well, he met her by the water too. Jesus met the other woman by the water. You see this?
No, not her. I was thinking of Sephora.
No, it's no, right. It's in Exodus chapter 3.
That's where I'm going, babe. I was in Exodus 8.
You're way too far down there. Let's see. No, it's in 2.
What does it say? Name them.
2 and let's see. Let me see.
I don't know how it
is. Zipporah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, her name was Zipporah.
That's what I just said. You said no.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Is there another one?
Nope. Well, the Ethiopian, they didn't have her name in there.
I was asking, are you sure her name wasn't in there,
nope,
baby?
No, it's not in it. It's not written. She's just a figure of speech for whatever reason.
Oh, that was, you know what? They had her name, but it was in a different book. Yeah, never mind. We won't talk about that, but they had her name written somewhere else. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just letting you know. I don't know.
Where are we? 21 and 26.
Yeah, I finished.
You finished that. Okay, let's go to Genesis 22 and 1. Genesis 22 and 1.
Genesis 22 and 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah.
Now Abraham is finna get ready to offer Isaac. This is this conversation. And the Lord told him to do it. And Abraham was going to do it because he had to, you know, he knew that God already said that the covenant was going to be with Isaac. So he couldn't lie. And he knew he was God. So what happened? Well, if I'm Abraham, I kill Isaac, God is going to wake him up right then and there because he can't lie.
Amen.
So it was a no-brainer for Abraham, even though he really had to trust God. But this is a little different from where you at and he's at. God is actually talking with him. God is actually with him. He said that he didn't visit him. He sat down and ate with Abraham. You understand? He gave him bread and wine. So at this point, Abraham should be full of faith, right?
Amen.
So it should be a no-brainer that he would actually go through with this.
Amen.
All right? Skip down. Keep reading.
Okay, verse 3. Well, let me see. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I would tell thee of. First.
Why did he call him a burnt offering and not a sin offering? Because Abraham wasn't a sinner.
Interesting, amen.
See that?
And offer him there for a burnt
offering. An offering of the what?
The flesh.
Amen.
An offering of the flesh.
Interesting.
An offering of righteousness. An offering of free will and obedience. See that?
Mm-hmm.
See, the sacrifices always pointed to something. It pointed to a better administration, which is obedience.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass.
His horse.
And saddled his horse.
So asses was our thing and horses was the other nation's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
And saddled his ass and took of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son.
He didn't call him dad.
My father.
He didn't call him pops.
My father.
He gave him complete honor.
My father.
Complete honor.
Mm-hmm.
My father.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. He was a lad. You know how old a lad is?
13. I don't know.
Somewhere in between there. Just before, he just right at that. You know,
teenage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
My father, he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire in the wood. Behold, the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
What? What are you doing talking to him like that?
The lamb for the burnt offering.
What is he doing talking to him like that? Unless his father, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
He taught him how to be what?
A priest.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're supposed to be teaching our children.
Yeah.
That they should be what?
Amen.
Priests. See it?
Mm-hmm.
Told you, this thing went from Adam to Seth,
mm-hmm,
to Noah, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then the 12. But it went, but actually it went to Levi and then the 12, because it was Levi that the Melchizedek priesthood replaced again.
Okay.
Because he lent the priesthood to Levi, but it wasn't permanent. It was only for a time until he came.
Okay.
That is to say, the real priest in the real lamb in the real sacrifice.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 8. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
Abraham already knew, right?
So they went both of them together.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham.
He was going to do it.
He said, here am I.
That was that last hour thing, right? So don't y'all be out there trying to tempt God hanging
Amen.
Off a bridge.
Amen.
Hey, don't jump. It may be God and one of the people down on the bottom said, don't jump. Hey, yo, listen.
Amen.
You want it to come from up in heaven, but it's coming from down there. Amen. You ain't even listening.
Amen.
But this is that thing. See that?
Mm-hmm.
What is he? He's teaching his son about the sacrifices. Well, how would he know the difference between a burnt offering, a sin offering, a free will offering,
mm-hmm.
and a peace offering?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he was being taught by what? The priest.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So the priesthood was in effect the day that Abraham took the bread and wine.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 12. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son.
There it is.
Amen.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave this here. And God willing, we're going to get back to this. What we want to do, we're going to just start dealing with these things and deal with the Melchizedek priesthood at the same time.
Mm.
Okay?
Amen.
All right. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. You know, I know that we've been taught that, you know, some of us been taught that the priesthood and the sacrifices was, you know, that was just temporary, That's true, but don't just throw it all in the, don't throw the baby away with the bathwater.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Look at why it was there.
Amen.
It wasn't there just to be done away with for giving us reason for pause for sin. It was there to show us righteousness.
Amen.
Because he's what?
The King of righteousness, the King of Salem, the King of peace.
The Most High God.
The Most High God.
And his name is what?
Melchizedek.
That's right.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Yes. What's his name?
His name is Jesus. He's Melchizedek. He
without
is a Melchizedek. That's
without father, without mother.
That's what he is. He's like, you know, if he came from another world, it would be called Melchizedek something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you got Martians, he would be a Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He is species.
Mm-hmm.
That's a species.
Amen.
All right, so with all that being said, we're going to,
They're open.
Oh, okay, well, the mic's open. Okay, good. All right, well, any questions or comments or anything that we'd like to add to it?
Well, I always learn something from you, Brother Joe.
I never thought about the burnt offerings that Abraham had to do with his son, because Abraham was not a sinner. That's why he didn't have to do a sin offering. I had never thought about that. Always learn something.
I hope so.
Amen.
I sure hate to be wasting people's time.
I don't think he's wasting anyone else's either.
I'm just saying, you know how we do it. We want to thank everybody for their time because we hope we edify someone. Time is eternal. Whatever time you give us, you'll never see it again. So we're not trying to waste it.
Amen.
I don't want God to simply say you faking a funk. Skip that. You gonna get this, and that's that. Now.
Well, amen, brother. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sis, and I'm glad the Father opened up the burnt offerings to you.
Amen.
All right. Well, the lines are open, so any more questions or comments? Okay. Well, we want to be back here tomorrow. Hit the Sounds of Living Water tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Here with the Commonwealth of Israel. You want to be here. We're dealing with actual Melchizedek, right?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, we're dealing with Melchizedek. Now you know why I moved it around. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of like you got both of them going, and you see what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And you see that this is his administration. But you got to know who he is and the cause and effects. I'm really glad the Father put it in my head to deal with it like this, right?
Yeah.
And as we get out, you know, we're in the middle of reconstruction and stuff like that, so when we get the office and everything straight, we can literally start doing the world history precepts,
mm-hmm.
okay, live. So get ready for that.
Yeah.
So you'll get a chance to see Rhea little bitty face.
Little bitty face?
Yeah. You got a little head. And you get to see my big face.
Big head?
Yeah.
You got a big lion head.
Did you just call me lion? One thing for sure.
Look at your glances.
Mm-hmm, beautiful. You know one thing for sure? I ain't the cowardly lion.
Is Isaiah doing something with a lion and lioness? Somebody's doing it.
He did that last week.
Did he? Was it the lion? No.
That was last weekend.
The lion and lioness? No, not yet. Mm-mm.
No, he was supposed to do it Thursday night in the.
Right, he changed it.
Yeah, and also we had issues with
the blog.
Which
we shouldn't. Oh, which this is good that you're doing Melchizedek and the priesthood and everything sacrificing because the atonement is this week.
Ooh, sure enough, isn't it?
Gathering together, yeah.
Right. Hey, Melchizedek is supposed to be making atonement for us. So this is kind of like on that line. We're still in the midst. So, yeah. Amen to that. So, this guy's really beautiful, man. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify tomorrow. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who He's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Times of the living water, times of the living water, times of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.